Welcome to 3GT, the podcast for three guys, a pastor, a professor, and a parishioner discuss theology from a practical standpoint, all from a Reformed perspective. Find out more at 3GT.xyz.
Thank you for joining us in this episode of Three Guys Theologizing, also affectionately and lovingly known as 3GT. But I want to be very clear, if you happen to look for us, I did just recently discover this. I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but there is another podcast on Apple Podcasts that goes by the name of 3GT. Ooh. It is Good Guys, Good Times. And if you want to know how ridiculously popular this blog post or this podcast is, they only have about four episodes. It looks like they dried up sometime in 2019, and their logo is a Nintendo controller. So I think we can safely say that despite the fact that they share our name, this 3GT, Three Guys Theologizing, dominates the market, and this podcast, other podcast, has nothing on us. And so we do want to thank you guys.
Here, here.
Yeah, that's right. Scott, I don't feel any, like, do you have some home field pride here? Like home team pride? Like, are you, you're just silent over there. At least Barry gave me a here, here.
I'm holding up my glass.
I did as well.
I'll bet Scott is one of the only listeners of Good Guys, Good Times. I bet Scott found it and just thought it was a great
one. Well, to be honest, when I was asked to be on 3GT, I thought it was that one.
Yeah. Much to your disappointment. Much to your disappointment, you find out it's this one. So, no, we do welcome you to this episode of Three Guys Theologizing. Just talking about iTunes for a moment there, I do want to encourage our listeners. We love to see reviews. In case you were wondering, our podcast is holding fast at a perfect 5.0 rating on iTunes podcasts with 17 ratings. And there are two reviews, and I guess we've never really taken time to read those reviews, but here is what two of our faithful listeners have said. One person writes, this has quickly become one of my favorite podcasts. A must listen each week. Dr. York, Pastor Borg, and Barrister/Elder Hunt clearly enjoy what they are doing. These gentlemen care deeply for the Lord and His church. I'm grateful for the time they put into each episode and for the clear and concise presentations of often complex topics. Keep up the great work. So we love that review. A little too high of commendation for Scott. I don't know that I would
just have a little bit.
But, you know, another one. Don't let the name scare you. This podcast is like that conversation you overhear around the coffee pot in between church and Sunday school, or when you end up at a particularly good table during fellowship lunch. These guys really do take theology out of the textbook and apply it to our everyday lives in a very gentle and accessible way. Well, we do appreciate those reviews, and if you've never left us one and you would like to, just head over to iTunes, search for 3GT, be sure that you get the right 3GT and leave us a review. We would appreciate it. And on that, since I'm reducing myself to a beggar today, I also want to remind you that we are listener supported. And if you would be interested in helping to commit to supporting Three Guys Theologizing as a podcast, you can head over to our website, 3GT.xyz. And on the right side, now we just debated the name of this, but on the right side of our screen, you will see three little dots. In grammar, it's called an ellipsis. On internet pages, we recently learned, it's called the overflow menu. And if you click on those three dots to see the overflow menu, you can scroll down and see that there is a web address there that you can go to, patreon.com/3GT. Where you can make a contribution to this podcast. We are listener supported, and we would really appreciate anybody who is willing to help fund us. Right now, there are 8 patrons at $122 per month, and we are thankful for those gifts. We really are. And so if you would like to become a patron, just head over to our website, click on the ellipsis, the overflow menu, and you can be directed to our website for that.
Well, Kyle, I might add to that just that, so it's really clear, none of us take any money for doing this. We do it out of our joy and...
Really?
Yeah, out of our joy to serve and
doing this?
Enjoyment of speaking with one another week by week. So it's a labor of love, but it still has its costs. We have to host websites, and there's other costs involved in all of this. So we really would appreciate it if some of you who are listening would like to support us, just a small regular gift or a larger one-time gift. Any of it is helpful to us. So become a Patreon, and maybe one day we'll figure out how to be more fancy and give gifts and things like that. But for right now, just support us out of your love for us.
and if, I just want to be clear, Barry, I appreciated that. But if you find yourself wanting to particularly fund me, just get a hold of me and I can give you the routing number to my account, and you can just direct deposit as much money into it as you want. So I just thought that we should make that available. But Barry, thank you for that qualification. I'm terrible at asking for money. It's not my gift.
Come on, you're a pastor. I thought they taught that in seminary.
Nope, they only teach that when you're going to be the president of a seminary.
Oh, okay.
But I do also want to, we're doing a little bit of miscellany here, but Barry, you do receive some emails for our podcast. We recently got a new email address to try to make things easy, and our new email address is 3gt.xyz@gmail.com. And Barry has recently been looking through our inbox, and there have been a couple of emails. Barry, do you want to share those emails?
Yeah, I'll share just a couple. We have a new listener named Kenny. Kenny just said, I recently discovered your podcast and listened to your episode with Bill Van Dudeward on the Hodges Hebrew lectures. And he was appreciative of that episode, but he was also hoping maybe he'd get that free book that we offered on that episode. But he was several months too late, so I had to tell him about that. But he did say again, he just really enjoyed the podcast. So Kenny, we're sorry we couldn't send that free book to you. We are thankful that you've been listening along with us. So I thought that was
maybe just a slight encouragement to keep up with us real time. So that's where that's all right. The action really happens.
At least from now on, who knows when the next free book will be coming along. I got another email from Sarah, a lady who had actually visited. These are both Bill Van Dudeward related. I just realized that. She's friends with Bill. And when they were worshiping with us back in Indiana, she said that she visited our congregation from Canada. But this I thought was particularly fascinating. She says, I was introduced to your podcast at the beginning of quarantine. So back when Canada was shutting down. And she, as of today, when she sent this email to me, which was about a little over a week ago, she says, I've officially listened to every episode. So I think that's incredible. That she listened to every episode.
She should get more than a free book for that.
Yeah, we probably have to find some way to honor Sarah. She went on to say,
I can imagine that. I haven't even listened to every one of our episodes. That is 189 episodes of Three Guys Theologizing.
And counting, yeah. She went on to say it's been a huge help, a blessing, an enjoyment during these less busy days of COVID-19. And she wanted to express her thanks for what the Lord is doing through us three guys. So that's a huge encouragement, Sarah. One we just had to share with the rest of our listening world. And so thank you for writing. And we hope you're still listening. And we'll think about a way to honor you someday.
You know, and I think I didn't run this by Barry, but I think he's going to be okay. You know, we do want to thank Bill Van Dudeward, apparently has made us quite popular. Yes. I think I can make it the announcement now. We are going to be kicking Scott off the podcast. We haven't talked to Bill yet. We're just hoping that an open slot will entice him to become here on Three Guys Theologizing. Scott, it was great knowing you.
Yeah. Well, he's done a lot more for this podcast than I ever have.
final words? I mean, we're actually going to be cutting you out early. You're not
actually he'd be replacing me because he's the professor. So.
Oh,
well, and he'd bring a lot more wisdom than I do to
it. Watch what you ask for, Kyle.
Yeah.
We can't have that. We can't have that. So, no, we do love Bill. Bill is a good friend to all of us. But, Scott, you're not being replaced just yet.
All right.
Keep enduring. But we do, to those of you who do listen, we do appreciate, we really do appreciate it. It's encouraging to hear those notes, to know that our labors are not completely in vain. And we enjoy hearing from you. So send us an email, 3gt.xyz@gmail.com. Leave us a review on iTunes, and we will be sure to read those. Well, you guys, that took up conveniently 10 minutes, one third of this episode of Three Guys Theologizing. Let's just talk. I want to hear how you guys are doing. So we're kind of in the middle of summer here, maybe coming to the end of it. I don't know when schools are starting for you guys again, but give me a bit of an update on your guys' lives. What's going on? What are you guys up to? How are your families doing? Barry, your kids seem to just keep growing and expanding and going places. Scott, I'm sure your kids are doing great things too. So,
really, that's the best I could get, Kyle.
All the places they'll go. So, I'm just, you know, somewhat lighthearted, but what's going on in your guys' lives? What's going on with your family?
Hey, wait, before we do that. You were talking about all the episodes, and I want you to know that the last episode we did, I went back and counted, is officially, or I think this, I think I might have missed an episode or two, but I think this is my 100th episode, by the
You're
way.
You're kidding me.
No.
It's incredible.
So anyway,
Barry, why is that incredible? You and I have done 189 episodes. There's nothing.
Yeah, but he's been with us now more than half of them.
Scott's weak. Catch up, buddy. Scott, happy birthday.
Thank you. No, it's not my birthday because that's
anniversary. I mean, what do you celebrate this as?
Like, I don't know. When TV shows do 100 episodes, they make it special. You did nothing except make fun of me, Kyle.
That is,
which is not very special. You do it every episode.
Yeah, but that's what makes it special.
That's all right.
I love you, Scott. What a great 100 episodes.
Oh, my. Well, for us, the summer has been, I'm sure as many, it's been a surreal one. With I had many travel plans this summer. I was supposed to go to across the Pacific Ocean as well as fly to several places in the U.S. and all that got canceled. So I've enjoyed being home more. I took some time just to be at home. I did some work at home, but spent especially the month of June at home, and that was good. My youngest daughter, who just graduated from high school, we had a big party for that and enjoyed that evening. The Lord blessed us with a good time. And we had fun with her raising some guinea fowl that reached adulthood, but then they started disappearing. Predators, I don't know if they're owls or coyotes or whatever, started picking them off. And then a couple of weeks ago, we got a knock on the door and the police showed up because two of them were lodged in our neighbor's bushes across the street. And we just said, it's just a matter of time before we're down to none anyway. So we ended up giving our guinea fowl away. But our daughter talked us into two more goats. So we now have I don't know what you call a bunch of goats. I know a group of guinea fowl is called a confusion. I don't know if it's just a flock of goats, but we've got six now out in our back. So just working with her on that project's been a lot of fun. That's what I do. That's my gymnasium, is being out in the yard working and spending time helping her with the farm, so to speak. So I've enjoyed that. My son got engaged. It was earlier this year, but Spencer got engaged to a delightful young lady, Lauren Tipton, who is the daughter of Lane Tipton. So we're excited, and I've gotten to know Lane through this. And so I've enjoyed that growing friendship at a distance. And so that's been exciting. And so enjoying time with grandkids, and it's been a good, more peaceful summer, even in the midst of all the chaos that's around us in the society.
I suppose I've kind of like Barry, I'm going through a bit of a change in my household. My oldest graduated from high school this year. So it's our first. And so I'm transitioning and trying to figure out, and maybe sometime I'll ask you guys how to be a father to an adult child as opposed to a father to a child.
Scott, come
I've got some practice with you.
I'm like the podcast expert on parenting grown-up children.
but it has been, it's been very interesting, very fun summer for us. I don't know if you know this or not. I'm a little bit of a curmudgeon when it comes to COVID. I'm not overly frightened of it.
Oh, no, that hasn't come out at all during our podcast.
And so the real trick has been to try to keep some of my negativity toward all the things that have been going on out of my kids' heads and mouths. We have to wear masks in stores now, and they know I grumble and complain. I think it's the stupidest thing. But I'm having to.
I have not gotten that impression from you in any of our conversations. You think it's stupid to wear a mask, Scott?
So I have to convince my children that they need to honor the government and wear the mask because that's what they're asking. Explaining to them that there is a difference between a store telling you you have to wear a mask and a government telling you you have to wear a mask. There's not a First Amendment issue in a store. So it's been a good learning experience for the Hunts as we walk through this time.
Dad joke, Scott.
Can I ask a clarifying question, or go ahead, Barry.
Oh, I was just going to say dad jokes are always helpful for this situation. So you could ask your kids, what do you call it when everyone panics over the virus? And you just tell them it's mask hysteria.
That is not very funny.
not Scott, I just, so that everybody's on the same page, because I don't want anybody else to be confused. What is a store? You keep talking, like, is that something that you people have in the city? I don't know what a store is. Could you describe that?
A place where you go to buy goods? I tried to say it like you might understand.
Yeah, I like that. Good. I'm just a simple country bumpkin pastor.
Rifles and ammunition.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got you now.
He is from Kansas, not Kentucky, Scott.
Oh, yeah, well, seriously.
I don't know the difference.
You know why?
I'm from Indiana, you know.
You know why we're glad Kentucky exists? They can be the butt of every joke.
Yes. Also, my twins turned 16 this year. Actually, just a few days ago. So I have that. I have two more soon to be drivers in my house.
Barry, so, did you baptize the twins?
He did.
Yes.
He's baptized all four of my children.
Okay.
It's hard to believe they're reaching this age of life.
Yes. Yeah. So it's been a interesting, pleasant, fun summer for me. I haven't noticed much different. I've gone to work every single day. I took a day or two off here or there, but so I haven't really experienced much of the COVID shutdown that everybody else has. For some reason, criminals, they just keep doing their thing. And so I have to keep going to work. The quarantine hasn't stopped criminal thinking or criminal behavior. So I have to go and prosecute all of that.
It hasn't. It has, where we've removed a police presence. Just remember that.
No, they just are not getting arrested. The criminal behavior is still there.
No, I don't believe that.
It's a myth, right?
Well, I'm wading into politics. I shouldn't do that. I should just. Well, that's good.
What about you, Kyle? Tell us about your summer.
Well, how long do you have? So, you know, our summer is going well. I have often commented to people that I'm extremely thankful through this season to be living in rural America. And really because at least as far as our community goes, our lives have not changed that drastically. You know, I'm very thankful that throughout this whole time, we've had a big backyard to play in. We have not felt some of the strangulation that others probably have during this season. And I'm thankful for that. This summer has surprisingly, we were kind of looking forward to things slow. We thought it'd be a little slower than usual. My kids play in the local baseball and softball teams. And that usually begins right away in April. And of course, all of that was canceled this year. And so we were kind of like, oh, you know, we're not going to have to juggle all these practices. I got these high-flying ideas that, oh, we can go camping more often. We'll just hook the trailer up. And it has proven to be a much, much busier summer than I think we initially thought it was going to be. Just with a number of things going on in the community and a number of things going on in the church, we just have not gotten away at all. And in fact, part of me is just like, I don't know how we would have survived all of this if we had had baseball and softball and all of those things. So it's proven to be a bit of a busy summer. We've had some family out, and we love having family out. My older brother visited for 8 days from Ohio.
We recorded when he was here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And somehow we have convinced, so he's got 5 kids. And we have somehow convinced them that Winchester, Kansas is what they call it, happy fun land.
I think that's what the kids call it. It didn't seem like Michael thought that.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Matt, you know, Matt, and if he was a frequent listener, he'd be offended that once again he screwed up with the twin brother. So I blame my parents.
Sorry, Matt.
And Michael are not easily distinguishable.
Yes, sorry.
But their kids think it's happy fun land here. So they have a big backyard to play in. We've got an above ground pool. We've got a trampoline. We've got a rope swing. We've got games to play. We do four square challenges. Uncle Kyle does face painting. And the coolest thing we did, I think I can admit this on a podcast, a couple of years ago for our VBS program, I bought a fog machine because I'm cool, hip, and trendy. And it was for the skits we were doing. And what we actually ended up doing a couple of weeks ago is we filled the church with fog. I just sat there and filled it for a couple of hours. And then we had laser gun wars in the church with all my nieces and nephews. So there were 12 of us. And it was the adults versus the kids. And it was absolutely wild. So it was a ton of fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
How long did it take to get all that fog out of the church?
You know, I don't know. It was gone by Sunday. That's all I cared about.
That's what's important, right? So yeah, nobody else knows it happened.
We played on a Thursday.
Get it out. That's what he uses.
Before I let, get it out. I just told the church, this is the way we're going to roll now. Every time I come on, there's going to be fog blowing. And I got some new lights as well. But we did that and we turned the fans on and we aired it out. You couldn't even smell the fog after the fact. So that was a ton of fun. So our summer's been good. We're looking forward to a family vacation in a couple weeks. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. I really feel like I need one. I need some time to unwind and unplug. It's, you know, even in the midst of COVID, you know, there's a lot of things that kind of go on behind the scenes in a church and as a pastor. And I feel that I've been running on full speed since the end of February, beginning of March. So I'm really looking forward to a vacation with my family. So
I think a lot of us are feeling weary, and my wife and I have been talking about it. So we were out walking yesterday. It was like 90 degrees. So that was part of the weariness, but other part of it was just that I think the whole virus, just that it, every decision you make, every conversation you have, it just seems to be gumming up all your actions, all your conversations, because it's just so present all the time. And there is just a wearying effect of it all. And so we're too looking forward to some time away. We get a lake, or not a lake house, but a house up in Michigan, and our children come and grandkids. And so we're looking forward to some time away as well.
I think one of the best things that I've experienced during this whole thing in the summer is we can't really separate much as a family. You know, in summers past, we've had one child go in one place, another go in another. We've been able to go on hikes together as a family, go to the beach together as a family, it's been really kind of a blessing to.
Were you wearing your mask at the beach, Scott?
No, yeah, I was
Scott,
not.
Were you? Scott, you weren't, huh?
Did you see that?
Scott, do you not love your neighbor?
Did you see the video of this couple sitting at near the beach? I think they're eating in a park, and some lady gets mad at them because they don't have a mask, and she ends up macing him.
I saw that.
That's just terrible.
No, but no, I did not.
That was footage of my mother. Just kidding. That was.
Well, I actually went to Michigan to the beach again. We don't really have lakes in Indiana. I mean, we have lakes, but they're not really lakes. I went to Lake Michigan, a great, beautiful beach called Silver Beach in St. Joe, Michigan. and we had enough space. I didn't need to wear a mask. And it was really, really crowded. It was a great time. I figured the governor of Michigan would probably have something to say about that, but she didn't. So we enjoyed ourselves up in Michigan.
I was surprised she wasn't waiting at the border for you.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. Wow. She has bigger fish to fry, evidently.
Tinfoil hat club, you two? So you guys want to share other conspiracy theories? You're just buying hook, line, and
sinker? You know, I saw this great meme. It says, you know, the people in masks used to make fun of people in tin caps for being, you know, conspiracy theorists and paranoid, right? And here they are in masks and face mask and all this, staying 6 feet away. They're the ones that are paranoid. But
you know, yeah. Scott, here you go, ruining a perfectly good episode. I thought we're going to have a lighthearted, behind the scenes, how's life going? What are our families up to? And you turn it political. I want our.
How is that political? I haven't represented.
I have the mic. I'm talking. I am moderating this episode.
Can you mute him, Barry?
I will mute you. But I just want our listeners to know that Scott may or may not reflect the views of all of us. Don't let that hinder you from making a small donation to 3 Theology.
If you'd like to see Scott replaced, please donate.
That's right.
We can get a better house
to Scott's family. They will receive that. So, we've only got a couple of minutes here, but what's coming up for you guys as fall gets into swing? Barry Seminary will be starting. You guys starting as normal? Are you guys having to do kind of a mix? What's going on there?
I would say basically normal. We will take some precautions, but we are bringing the students back on campus, and I've worked out the details for that. Even today, actually, we're ironing out the rest of our policies regarding that. But we really, really believe that you cannot train ministers through just simply content transmission over the internet. There's so much formation that takes place on the campus and community personally. So we really are committed as part of our mission to be together, and we're going to make that happen by God's grace and strength and protection this fall. So looking forward to having students come back.
Scott, what about you? What's coming up in your fall? Anything worth noting?
Son's going to college. So we'll have to just adjust to that new normal. Kids are going back to school. We are going in person school. We sent them to a Christian school. So I serve on that board. So thankfully I was able to pressure them into going back. Student in-person learning. I just don't think, like Barry said, you can't train ministers that way, but educating kids over the computer is just nearly impossible. Kind of the boring stuff that probably put most people to sleep, that kind of thing. That's what my life is basically about. What about you, Kyle?
Oh, are you done?
I know. Usually you talk a whole lot more than me.
That's cold. Our fall, we homeschool.
Cold hard truth. It is.
Whatever, I quit. So you guys are happy. So our fall is more or less going to be normal. We homeschool, and so that won't change. One of the big changes is we have typically been one of the only families in our school district who homeschool. But a number of them will be taking up homeschooling this fall. And Rachel's had some good interaction with some community members who are just saying, how are you, and there's a difference. They're kind of going into crisis mode homeschooling. Rachel's long-term. So there are legitimate differences, but it's been interesting.
Good opportunity.
Yeah. So, and yet we're trying to be sensitive. We don't want the school that we love, that we value the school district. We don't want them to tank. But things will be pretty normal for us here, I think, this fall. So, well, you guys, thank you. It's nice to hear an update, to remember that the men behind the mics are mostly real people, and my verdict is still out on Scott. I don't know. But, it's just a reminder, we love what we do here, but we also have lives that we love, families that we love, jobs that we love. And so it's fun to let our listeners in behind the scenes a little bit. But To our listeners, again, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Three Guys Theologizing. Again, head over to 3gt.xyz. Send us an email at 3gt.xyz@gmail.com. And if you want to be a contributor to the ongoing Three Guys Theologizing, the best 3GT podcast out there, please feel free to make your gifts to us. We appreciate any help that we can get. So thanks for tuning in. Until next time.